Talking to Urban Jungle and Vibranium Adidas, bringing you another edition of Be Real with D-Real. And I say again, how y'all doing out there? Me, I'm doing pretty good. I'm about as busy and purposeful as anyone can be, and I think it justifies the necessity for more vacations. Yes. The joy of being your own boss. You can decide when it is vacation time. You can give me 12 vacation days and I'll take 13. I don't know what sense that made, but something just made me say that. Real quick, I need to do a self-plug. Tomorrow night, local people listening here in Anchorage, if you're listening, tomorrow night, at the Alaska Experience Theater downtown, that's 333 West 4th Avenue, MMA, Mostly Melanin Arts Improv, presents Mostly Melanin Arts, the feature presentation, 8 p.m. Tickets are more at the door than you would have paid online, which would have been about $10. I don't know, depending who's at the door, y'all might be able to get a discount or something if you mention Be Real with D-Real. And there you go. There's your code. You want a discount? That's what you need to come into the show and say. Huh, I like doing cool stuff like that. Let me write that down so I don't forget. Anyway, the topic of discussion tonight is race identity. What do we mean when we say racial identity? Okay, I can give you a working definition, and if we all agree with this working definition, this is what we're going to take. And this is what all of the researching and poking and prying around I did amounted up to: a sense of group or collective identity based on one's perception that he or she shares a common heritage with a particular group. That's racial identification. Okay? I'm going to shock a lot of people tonight. I'm going to say, yeah, racial identification is a thing. I'll tell you a little story about me. I absolutely love Asian culture more than Black Panther. I mean, right behind it. Not more. Didn't mean to say that. Right behind it is, you know, all things Asian. It might have had something to do with my exposure to it. When I was in the military and I spent an extensive amount of time in Asia, particularly Southeast, I don't know, I just kind of absorbed the culture, a lot of the habits, a lot of the food, a lot of the dress, especially the dress. You know, I'm bold enough to go out wearing something Asian and not really care about what people think. And you know, a lot of times, my surprise, I get compliments. I identify with Asian culture. Now, here's the thing: there is a huge difference between identifying, and I know this is where everybody's going to jump off the rails. It's one thing between identifying with a particular race. It's something different altogether. And now I'm not going to turn this in on Rachel Dolezal. Documentary. It's not. That sounded condescending. Anyway, it's not going to turn into that type of thing, but just as an example, because she's the most prominent example that we have about impersonation. But was the impersonation taking the identification too far? Okay, because I had an opportunity to watch that documentary, and girl can braid some hair, man. She can hook some hair up, you know. Very talented woman, very educated woman, got a lot of smarts, especially about all things African American. I mean, and she was the head of a chapter of the NAACP. At first, I was like everybody else, and I was just like, "Rawr! She's an evil, evil white woman, and she deserves nothing but her rancor." Arr! I was like that at first, and then I got to thinking, okay, she did all of this mentally, and physically. She went through all of that. She would be considered a fraud later in her life. Common sense. My common sense finds that difficult to swap. On the other hand, I also work in a field where I deal with developmentally, intellectually challenged people, and they're very cyclical in their habits. They follow a particular path. It's A, B, and C. If B's out of whack, A and C ain't even gonna happen. You know what I mean? Everything's gotta be, you know, and if you're going to introduce change, you must introduce it gradually. Otherwise, it ain't received. So using what's she calling herself these days? She prefers to be called Nkechi Amare Diallo. Girl, I ain't finna say all of that. Oh, 646-668-2268. The question is, do you identify with a race that is either visually or genetically not your own? And this is the reason I say this. I preface it by saying, my wife, beautiful woman, she does not look like what she is. At least that's what a lot of people say. There have been many, 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 many occasions I've been around my wife. We've been together. We've been out somewhere. And someone walks up to her and just Spanish because they automatically, for look, she's a Latina. And he's not, and people are thrown off by that. And she's actually part Filipino, and they don't understand that either until they talk to her and see where she's rooted at, or until they've tasted her lumpia or her pancit or her adobo. appearances are what we often judge people by. And I think that's a lot of where Diallo was coming from when she did what she did, because she knew that if she stood around looking like Becky from Missoula, Montana, or wherever she's from, Rachel Ann from Missoula, Montana, if she stood around looking like that, then there's no way she would have got accepted. Okay, but she went to Howard University and got her some degrees and got her some tans and got blonde and basically changed her look and was like, I resemble black, and came walking the walk and talking the talk. And Muggs was just like, yep, okay, you're in there. And accepted it, didn't question it. Got her own chapter of the NAACP. So what I'm saying, is there a conspiracy theory? Do we think she's a mole? Is it like she's like a Hydra agent and she's been injected, you know, into the situation and just kind of infiltrate from within and send the information back out to the man? I mean, do we think it's that kind of thing? What is it that we think was going on with her? Was she trying to infiltrate or break the code? Or I don't know. For me, what she did, but I'm still on the fence about how she did it. You know, there was more than one occasion where she got asked point blank, are you black? That was your out there. But instead, you know, she chose to carry it out to an inevitable conclusion, and now here we are. How does this bode for folks like me and you that ain't garnering Diallo / Dolezal level attention to our activities? I know a ton of people who are multiple ethnicities, and they don't necessarily identify with the parts of their ethnicity that they resemble, that they look like on the outside. So, for example, a man and an Asian woman get together and have a child, and that child looks more Caucasian than he does Asian. It's going to affect how people perceive him, not just in his home, but everywhere he goes. It will, depending on how he presents himself, perceived as Asian, or he can be perceived as white, depending on how which group accepts him, will make the decision of which one he ultimately embraced. So, that wasn't the case with Ms. Dolezal. She wasn't genetically of that race at all. And I don't think you need to genetically be a part of a particular race to identify with them. I don't know what it is. Was it that people were like butthurt by the fact that they've been tricked, or, you know, I mean, she was still doing good. I don't get it. I mean, I understand. I don't know. Is it a crime? I guess it sounds stupid, but I mean, is it a crime to go out and behave and pass physically for one race that you're another race, and that's not the race you are really? Like, for instance, if I put on a whole bunch of mascara and makeup and stuff and went out and tried to pass as a white man, you know, just Biff Taylor, you know, from Brockton, Massachusetts, you know, do I get in trouble for that? I mean, the identity part I could see, but just me, the physical act of disguising myself, you know, would it be like me dressing up like Spider-Man and running around? I don't know. I'm all over the place right now. But I guess, you know, my focus remains you have to be a part of a race to identify with it. My answer to identify with the race? No, you don't have to be of that race to identify with it. You can identify with a race and not want to be that race. You know what I'm saying? That's what race identification is. You identify with that race. And now, people like, you know, Rachel Dolezal feel they need to disguise or hide or be something that they're not in order to belong, you know, because they're, when I was researching, you know, this show, you know, I was going through a lot of stuff and I was finding articles and entries about racial identification. And somewhere along the line of, you know, the search on the hits I got, one of the hits I got was passing. And passing, for those that don't know, is a slang term or a colloquialism, if you will. Person who is of mixed race but can pass for another race because they don't necessarily resemble the other part of that race. So I guess what I'm saying is if there's a child who is black and white, born of black and white parents, but they are light enough that on first glance, they look white, then they can go and do things and have access to stuff that they wouldn't necessarily have access to if it were revealed they were black. So that was frowned upon by and large. People who passed, at least in the black community, it was frowned upon when people tried to pass for an ethnicity that they were not, especially black people. Not like we can be anything else, you know? And so for those of us that can, why would we want to knock them if they was trying to better themselves, whether that was through deception or otherwise? See, that works with really light-skinned blacks, but not with Rachel Dolezal. Have we backed ourselves up into a corner here? Or was this conversation exactly where I was trying to get you to? Yes, I'm clever like that. And isn't that the whole point? That identity does not lie in genetics. My genetics are a part of who I am, but they do not define me as a person. You know, as a Caucasian that identified with Asian, and that person assimilated themselves into the culture and behaved as though they were Asian, later revealed that they weren't Asian. Do you think people will be like, oh, it's a phony? No, get out. No, you cannot be here. You know, do you think they would, and that sounded racist, and I apologize, but do you think they would be that way if they discovered the ruse? I don't know. Would it be such a bad thing if they got away with it? Especially if they were trying to do good or to the betterment of that group? Common heritage. Remember, that's what was in the definition of racial identity. Those are things that should jump out at us when we talk about racial identity. Common heritage. Perception. Okay? When we talk about perception, then the next question that should come up would be whose? Okay? So it's the same way with sexual identity or sexual identification, and we're much more open to accepting that than we are when it comes to race. Sexuality, we're a little more open-minded. Wow, that didn't come out right. The sexuality, we're a little more open. With sexuality, we are amenable to hearing from different diversities and mindsets. Bam, gotcha. So, who is one group to say another group or another person doesn't identify? I mean, if truth to tell, if pressed, I bet Rachel Dolezal knows a lot more about African stuff than most black people in this country do, you know, or are allowed to without an education. She went and got an education on it because she wanted to be educated and knowledgeable when she talked about it. What in that was bad? I mean, her whole life was geared towards turning black. You know what I mean? So I ain't gonna say she don't identify. Okay? Yeah. Genetically, no, she's not black. I agree with that 100%. Genetically, she's not black. Personally, she might be a little off. You know what I mean? If she believe it that much to the point where she ain't trip, it's not no big deal to her, then yeah, probably not a good way to make your way through the tricks and the annals of life. You being real with D-Real, we're talking about race identification, and the question was presented: do you identify with a race that is not your own? You know, that's the question. It's not a trick trap kind of question. It's straightforward. I'm just curious because I feel like, you know, we crucified Miss Lady. I mean, regardless of what it was, I mean, I guess, for me, I shouldn't be able to say anything about it. I shouldn't speak on it because I'm not a black woman. And amount of rage and anger and disdain and whatever other negative emotion you can pitch out there coming from black women than anything else, because, you know, she not only, you know, perpetrated the fraud physically, but, you know, she got into it to the point where she was so comfortable that the struggle became her struggle. And again, I say, is that such a bad thing? I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, black people. That's the one thing that's going to implement the type of change we want to see in this country is white people, I buy in with us, because they are in a position to do some stuff that we aren't, just right now, are not going to be allowed to, at least not in a straightforward kind of way. I'm talking about implement change, y'all, if that is what it takes to make it not a painful thing, to make it not a I'm coming out and appropriating your culture. Is it culture appropriation if you think it's your culture? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? That's why fusion, because I look at myself and I see one thing, but I'm speaking and I got this skin on myself. You know, I don't know. What form? And here's another question. What form does race identity take for you? Is race identity just an instance of where you simply identify with it? You know what I'm saying? I like to listen to Creed and do tattoos and, you know what I'm saying, get in a mosh pit every now and then, that's probably old. Anyway, I don't know. That's identification, you know. That's creation of a culture. If you just want to share in that culture, are cultures made to be shared? If I identify with that culture, is it okay with me to take part in it? And, you know, because that's what I do. I identify with Asian culture to the point where I adapt a lot of things Asian culture, like clothing, for instance. You know what I'm saying? I'll wear some Asian clothing quick, fast, and in a hurry. It's comfortable, man. They know how to make some clothes free-flowing and, you know what I'm saying, and it don't bind up in a lot of places. They just, like, let it hang. That's why they sit around and do Tai Chi and take ginseng all day, you know? It's just, for me, identification is not about stealing something from someone else. Can you appreciate a piece of art? If another person comes and looks at that same piece of art and appreciates it just the same way as you do, but they don't look like you, or I guess the analogy's off, but if the painter was black and you appreciated the painting, does it mean you appreciate the painting more because you identify with the black artist because you're a black person? Or is it just an appreciation for art, period, in general? Is it just an appreciation for black to the point where I want to show my appreciation to the point where I take the form of black? I wear the skin of black. I identify with the plight of black. You know what I mean? If you look at it that way, you know what I'm saying, it's, you know what I mean? I guess that's where I'm at with it, because on the one hand, I'm like, I guess I could kind of respect it, but on the other hand, there's nothing sane about it, you know, all in all. Talking about the Dolezal situation, not race identification. Race identification, I believe, is, it's logical when you despise, you know, what people most see you as, you know, my wife sometimes, you know, depending on how she grooms or dresses or makes herself up, she can have the appearance of an Asian woman. She can have the appearance of a Caucasian woman, you know. So depending on how she, you know, puts herself together, she's perceived that way. So for her, I think it's more of just wanting both parts of her, or rather one part of her heritage to be acknowledged, more so than she is linked to both of those ethnicities and cultures. You have no genetic link. Does a genetic link make stronger identification? Yeah, I would say, but it doesn't make identification with a culture impossible. Think about a lot of celebrities that we accept because they quote unquote got a ghetto pass. Okay, what constitutes a ghetto pass, by the way? You know, because even black people can have their ghetto passes revoked because they're not acting black enough. Is that an identity kind of thing too? I've raised some interesting questions tonight. Something for y'all to marinate on, something for y'all to think about, something for you to mark and remember, and not be so quick to get on the gravy train, the chuck wagon, the bandwagon, whatever it is of what everybody's thought process is, okay? And understand, like I always say, at one point or another in every show, just about, I influence anyone to believe anything. I'm not trying to be no news source or no self-help guru or anything like that. I simply do research and present information and let you believe what you choose to believe based on however the new information did or didn't impact your database. That's it in a nutshell. So as far as racial identification goes, if there isn't identification with what I'm saying, I'm not telling you is my way or the highway. I'm just saying, okay, we have to be that way to one another as human beings because we have fundamental differences. But because there are different cultures, there are different, you know, styles of dress, different types of, customs, different types of even holidays, you know, different cultures. And we get together, or we even blend, you know, Christmas is a blend of several cultures, you know, of several beliefs from several ethnicities, you know, and we've come to accept this as a common international belief in most parts of the world. So there has to be some identification with culture. And a lot of times it isn't always accepted because of perception. Why do we never consider a different perspective? How things are perceived? How is it one person can understand the identification that goes on with racial identification, but another cannot? It's the world, and you have the right to whatever opinion you want to espouse. There are white people that might identify with black. They might, you know. I know there used to be a saying, I think Bernie Mac was the one I first heard say it, everybody want to be a nigger till they got to be a nigger. And I don't just equate that to any particular race or ethnicity. I equate that to life. When we all say we want to be a part of a group, but we don't know what's jumping off with that group, you know, the plight, the struggle. It's one thing for me to read about somebody cracking somebody up across the back with a whip till their flesh split open and me actually having to get a couple of lashes. Trust me, that's an entirely different perspective. So I don't know if that makes sense to you, but that's basically where I'm at with race identification. And the only thing I can say is the only culture I ever felt, you know, drawn to outside of my own was an Asian culture. You know, just a lot of their customs and a lot of their philosophies were, you know, just I felt a affinity towards the collective identity that was Asian culture. And just kind of vibed with it for a while, man, and until, you know, I had to come back over to the States. But I think the residue was still on me, and, you know, it's reflected in, you know, the style I have in my home and, you know, the dress, all of that. So, yeah, definitely identify. I mean, you know, dating women, you know. So, I mean, it is what it is, man. It just, you know, is what you identify with. You know, I don't think that has anything to do with what your race is. I mean, have you ever seen, like, what was the term they used to use? Wiggers. Wasn't that what they used to call them? Wiggers, you know. White folks that you know, would speak and act, you know, blacker than a lot of black people. You know, I mean, who are they? Are they not identifying? I mean, that's what they're doing. I mean, is that different? Is the difference that they're accepted as opposed to them trying to deceive somebody? Yeah, their goal wasn't deception. It was just constantly being immersed, being around the culture to the point where, okay, this is it. I'm in. I'm all in. I'm down with this. Bad thing? I don't know. Unless you follow your own star and you're trying to be original, you ain't trying to ride nobody's nuts, then nah. You know, but being original, you know, it has its pride. 2268. Would love to hear about somebody else's culture story. Would love to hear about somebody else's racial identification. If not, I will prattle on because I'm really good at that sort of thing. Oh, totally unrelated, but related. Did we know that Rachel Dolezal got booked for welfare fraud? She went to jail, but she got released. Did we know that? See, like I said, everybody wanted to be a nigga, so everybody got to be a nigga. Okay. Now you dealing with the struggle, baby. You dealing with the struggle. Hey, maybe she's trying to get her stripes, y'all. Maybe she's trying to get her ghetto bag. She coming up the hard side of the mountain, as they used to say. The rough side. I'm coming up. Yeah. Okay. So if it makes sense, identification is not perpetration, depending on how you present yourself, I guess would be the best way to identify with that. Identify with that. See what I did there? Rachel Dolezal probably isn't the best example of what you want to do if you identify to you that no, you aren't black, you should present yourself that way and not present yourself like, not present yourself that way, but will know beyond a shadow of a doubt, you know, and if they ask, tell the truth. Bam. There you go. That makes perfect horse sense to me. 646-668-2268. Still waiting to hear from Azambate. Funny thing about passing. I don't want to dwell on it too long, but how in the culture that we live in today, because passing was a thing that, as I said before, it's a member of one racial group being accepted as a member of a different racial group. Now, if there was a black person who got accepted into an Italian group, is there a possibility that there's some black mafia out there? Some real black mafia? Oh, I joke, but I'm deadly serious, too. And have they been so assimilated into that lifestyle or that identity that they no longer identify as black? You know, there are black people who are like that now, but we call them Uncle Tom. You know, where you just, you know, you living out in the suburbs and, you know, you watering your lawn and you know, fixing iced tea and talking about going golfing, that kind of stuff. I don't know. I'm reaching. Anyway, it's what I'm saying. It's what I'm getting at essentially is that a culture that you identify with shouldn't be based on race. You know what I mean? Why would it be? I mean, you know, haven't you ever seen like the one, like I was saying, the one white dude to hang out with the black guys, just, you know, he really assimilated into the culture, you know, to the point where everybody in that culture accepts him. He knows who and what he is, but it's more of, I wouldn't say so much a role he plays, but a mask he has to put on. And at some point, the line between the mask and the real person got blurred to the point where from day to day, he didn't know which culture was him and which culture wasn't. And so he just became a blend of both. Again, not necessarily a bad thing unless you're a supremacist. I often get asked when I'm a community with my kids what nationality they are. And that's a very common question here in Alaska because there are a lot of mixed ethnicities and mixed race people and you know, so it's not all that uncommon. So especially in a place like this, I've learned to not wrap my mind entirely around the concept of what I see. Okay, what a person looks like is only one facet of who they are. So to judge somebody on one facet, that's like looking at one side of a diamond that isn't polished and say, oh, this is a trashy diamond, and throw it out, but the rest of it is on point. Been that guy, you know? I've been that guy that had to assimilate into a culture. I mean, I remain who I am, but there's different rules. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but there's different rules when you're in a culture that's not your own. There's certain liberties you just can't take. And what I mean by that is when you've been accepted, like, I just use me. When you've been accepted into, like, I guess, white people's clique, you know, and they're cool with you and you get along fine with them and there's a mutual respect at least, you don't want to go flashing a black card too often with them because, you know, they're trying. You being amongst them is their gift to you. And for you to spurn that gift by thinking that you are an equal and not just an accessory is preposterous. Not saying there that dynamic doesn't exist with certain people and their friends and it's not genuine, but I'm saying that's something you want to consider when you're the only person of your ethnicity. Think about it. Is it acceptance or symbiosis? You know, you're both just taking from each other what you can. You give to the group and you take from the group and the group gives to you and takes from you. That is what a symbiotic relationship is. Y'all are bonded for the most part. So in the way that that relates to race identification, we can't really sit here as human beings and say there isn't a symbiosis between person and culture. You cannot be a part of that culture. That's strange. I guess what I get out of it from my life experience is this. There are people in this world who were born a certain race, and because of whatever happened to them in their lives, whatever traumatic experience they had, they decided they were ashamed of or hated, or you put the adverb of your choice. And decided they identified with another culture, regardless of what that culture is. If that culture is part of them genetically, or if that culture they got the collective identity of the common heritage. If you become a part of a group, aren't you obligated to share that group's experiences? That doesn't work the same way with cultures. When you become a part of that culture or pretend to be a part of that culture, sharing that culture's experiences is just a given. Rachel Dolezal was trying to say when she said, "I identify as Black." Maybe that's what she was saying. She didn't say she was Black, because she identified as Black. So that clearly should tell everyone that she's not. And so we don't need to continue on this crusade, or we do need to, but, you know, I don't know. Identifying is as identifying does, don't you think? I mean, regardless of what color I am, you know what I'm saying? If I can eat collard greens and feel a Whitney Houston song the way people feel a Whitney Houston song, be able to skate, roll a blunt, just a myriad of things, you know, make good barbecue, you know? What identify? What markers can we place on a person and say, I mean, other than genetic? And I sound crazy saying that, but I mean, it's just, I'm trying to get people who don't identify with race identification in the sense we're talking about it now and not agree that it's a real thing, is you have never seen a white person who grew up around Black people all their lives. You've never seen a Black person who grew up around white people all their lives. It's different. Okay? The way you walk, talk, act, move, breathe, live, have your being. Different. Completely. And to say anything different is just nuts. No one in the entire 51 minutes has said anything, so I am going to take the last 9 to sum up. Race identification. If you don't like being part of a traumatic event that occurred in your life, and you think it is because of the color of your skin, and it is a traumatic enough event to make you, same time, despise your own flesh and color and texture and strive to want to be a part of the race to the point where you want to change your physical appearance, all you need is the struggle. Give them the struggle. You want to be this? Come be this and feel what the hell it feels like. get beat down the way we get beat down. Then come talk to me about how I feel. And if it's worth it, we'll give them Stacey Dash. How about that? So we don't have to feel shorted in deal, white people, right? Anyway, in short, racial identification is a choice, y'all. Like everything else we do on this planet, it's what we choose to do. And if it's what we choose to be, if we choose to be something else, as long as it is not harming another person or another group, move forward with it. But if it is, you got to stop and consider your actions, your whole thought process, and maybe that you might necessarily be headed off the edge. Edge of what? Indeed. This has been Be Real with D. Riddle for July 19th, 2018. Race identification is a thing, y'all. Learn to live with it. Be good. Be good to each other, y'all. I mean it. I'm going to come looking for you. I'm going to go to the hospital.